All right, 1380 WPHM. We all know that sports are important for kids. We didn't know if there'd be any high school football or not, but it turns out that there is, and we're glad there is. But it's turning out to be kind of expensive for a lot of young athletes and these football programs and other sports programs grappling with reduced budgets and increased expenses stemming from new safety regulations. So a lot of kids end up on the sidelines or face new physical and social challenges stemming from isolation and just not being active. And, of course, financially strapped athletic programs need funding for new protective gear as well as guidance on enhanced safety protocols. So this is where the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation comes into play. They're teaming up with longtime Shaquille O'Neal partner Icy Hot to launch Get Game Ready, to help high school athletes, athletic programs. Here to help us understand how student athletes get game ready is Tory Lindley, the president of the National Athletic Trainers Association. Tory, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. COVID really has affected youth athletic programs, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. And when we think about all the way back to March, when athletics across all of sports was brought to a halt, it brought forward some of the serious considerations that you talked about in your intro. What a huge amount of challenges when you consider the physical, the mental, the social challenges when you isolate kids and tell them that they really can't be active in organized sports. Parents and coaches, administrators, athletic trainers, we've all been concerned. And now as we work our way back to sport, and you've worked your way back to sport there in Michigan, it's so important to underscore the importance of health and safety precautions prior to participation.
What are some of the things that schools have to do to get ready to get back into sports? And some of the things they've already done, some of the things they need to consider for other sports moving forward in the next few months?
Now, the on-ramp has been really, really important, and having the important health and safety measures put into place to reduce the spread of COVID, first and foremost, to have leadership from athletic trainers and other healthcare experts to develop those policies and to assure that everyone is adhering to those policies. But, you know, as you mentioned, that comes with a price tag, and new equipment in these pandemic times related to the policies and procedures have been put in place, and so that creates an additional financial burden when you consider the personal protective equipment and other equipment that's needed. So that's why the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation stepping up has been so critical when you consider the financial assistance that high schools can turn to now. So Get Game Ready is a program that we're all really excited about. It provides an opportunity for high schools through the grant program to lessen that financial burden. So for each Icy Hot box sold, they'll donate $1 to the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation, up to $400,000 for individual high school grants. High schools can learn more about the grant process, and to apply, they can go to icyhot.com. /game ready, and the application time extends all the way up until October 31st.
So many things that school officials have to keep in mind as kids are returning to sports, including just, the cost of protective gear, just keeping things clean. I mean, keeping things disinfected, that all has a cost to it, doesn't it?
It does, and what we're proud of is the fact that, you know, schools are following guidelines put forward by the CDC, by the National Federation for High Schools. The MHSA has certainly looked to the National Athletic Trainers Association as well for resources, as have our athletic trainers. There are challenges. There are challenges with the personal protective equipment that we talked about, but also emergency equipment like AEDs and cold immersion tubs, a lot of different key pieces of equipment really necessary to overcome the challenges of the pandemic and to implement the appropriate risk mitigation strategies.
So many things for schools to keep in mind, and things that parents need to be aware of too. And what are some things that parents of young athletes should be thinking about?
We definitely love and encourage the participation of parents in this process. And you know, for parents, it really comes down to asking more questions. It comes down to them assuring that the COVID-19 precautions are in place for their daughters and sons, remembering, though, that the importance of injury prevention in total. So if you take an athlete and sideline them for the time that we did and then ask them to return to participation, everybody has to be mindful of the need to adjust to the slow and gradual intensity levels of sport, which, you know, is currently happening. And that's why NATA has always been focused, athletic trainers have always been focused on prevention first, certainly a strong skill set in injury recognition, diagnosis, treatment, rehabilitation, but prevention first to lower the risk of injury, especially when you're returning to sport after such a long layoff. So for parents, it's critical that they engage with the schools and engage with the leadership and make sure that the precautions are in place, ask how they can help to follow them, and fundamentally find out where is their athletic trainer.
Yeah, takes a team to surround the team, that's for sure. Get your Icy Hot, help out the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation, help out kids who are returning to sports. Tori, thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Tori Lindley. He is the president of the National Athletic Trainers Association.